The Party Comes to Biden by Molly Ball. On the biggest day of voting in the 2020 Democratic primary, Joe Biden's presidential hopes came roaring back to life. "They don't call it Super Tuesday for nothing," Biden exulted as he rallied supporters in Los Angeles on the evening of March 3rd, flanked by his wife and sister. "People are talking about a revolution. We started a movement." It was a not-so-subtle jab at Senator Bernie Sanders, the self-styled revolutionary who looked like he was on his way to the nomination before everything turned topsy-turvy. The Super Tuesday voting in 14 states, which awarded about one-third of the total delegates in the Democratic primary, capped a whirlwind few days that reordered the campaign and catapulted Biden to the front of the pack. Biden's resurrection sets up a fight for the party's nomination between two starkly different candidates and visions for the future. On one side, Biden, a former vice president who boasts broad support among moderates, African Americans, and Democratic officials. On the other, Sanders, an independent Democratic socialist with a grassroots army that has animated this election cycle but struggled to expand its ranks. Sanders cast the race from here as a one-on-one scramble for delegates that could continue all the way to the party's nominating convention in Milwaukee in July. Biden's allies hoped his momentum would become unstoppable and Sanders would continue to fade. Two other major candidates, Elizabeth Warren and Mike Bloomberg, saw their hopes of a comeback squelched. Bloomberg, the billionaire former New York mayor who spent more than $500 million building a massive Super Tuesday-focused operation that yielded a single win in American Samoa, announced March 4th that he would leave the race and support Biden. And while Warren professed to be in it for the long haul, she is 0-18 in state primaries and sank to third in her home state of Massachusetts. Her campaign said she was meeting with aides to determine next steps. That Biden and Sanders would be the last two standing scarcely seemed possible even a week earlier.